Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is Let Him Keep You, our passage taken out of the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. And he brought them out of the dungeon and said, Men, what is it necessary for me to do that I may be saved? And they answered, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give yourself up to him. Take yourself out of your own keeping and entrust yourself into his keeping, and you and your household as well. Well, our story starts where Paul and Silas had been put in prison. They had been whipped and were thrown into the deepest part of the prison so they could not escape. As they were praying and singing songs of praise to God, all the doors of the prison were opened. However, no one left. The guard, seeing the open doors, was about to put a sword through himself, but Paul stopped him. Paul told him they were all still there. No one had escaped. The guard wanted to know how he could be saved once he observed this miracle. Paul's response is precious. It is perfect. It is holy. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give yourself up to him. Take yourself out of your own keeping and trust yourself into his keeping. I love the Amplified's version of and the interpretation of the phrase, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. First, it says, give yourself up to him. For some, this is nearly impossible. I have had so much resistance in my spirit to this complete surrender. And when I think that I have finally surrendered, I find another piece of my mind or soul that needs more surrender. This is a continual process. And fortunately, the Lord doesn't require us to be perfect, but just asks us to be open to his leading. So when he shows me another area that I need to surrender, I do that. And then I do it again. The next part of the meaning behind this verse is, take yourself out of your own keeping. Well, as adults, we pride ourselves in being independent. After all, it took at least 18 years to become independent. And then we are asked to stop taking care of our own selves and let the Lord care for us. Not just let the Lord take care of us, but entrust yourself into his keeping. As we go through this life, it seems that trust is something we start losing because of the trials we go through. We tend to trust less as we are hurt by others. But the Lord is asking us to trust him. He is asking us to put ourselves in his care and quit worrying about all that is happening around us that may affect us. He is our protector. He is our provider. As these difficult days continue, the words in our verse today spoke very loudly to me. Today, I choose to let the Lord care for my needs and will stop worrying about everything that could impact me and trust in God. May you find that as you let the Lord take your burdens from you, that he will care for you in all ways and keep you from harm. Now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for showing me that I need to let go of my burdens and worries and trust in you. Thank you for reminding me that you are my caregiver, my protector, and my provider. Thank you for showing me in your word that you continue to be the God of miracles and the God of mercy. You, Lord, are asking for my heart. Help me fully surrender to you. As you show me one more piece of my mind or soul that I've held on to, help me surrender it to you, Lord. Thank you for taking care of my every need. Thank you for watching over me and working in every circumstance of my life. Help me trust in you more, believe in you more. Thank you for sending your son to die for me so that I can be fully yours, Lord. Help me serve you today. Help me bless someone this day. And thank you for hearing my prayer. The whisper I hear from God is, I am taking care of you in every way, my child, and I'm always watching over you. In my response, thank you, most merciful and loving Father. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.